What's up, party people? Podcasting from the land of the rising sun, this is Dark Cloud Podcast, here to let you know that every dark cloud has a silver lining. And I'm your host, DL Hayes. What's up, party people? Welcome to another episode of Dark Cloud Podcast, episode 5, entitled Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Episode 5 is entitled Friends. How many of us have them? I'm no singer by any means. I can barely talk, but this topic came up through a conversation, not really a conversation, but just joking around, and I was telling someone that you're not my friend anymore. I don't want to be your friend anymore, in a very joking manner, but it really did spark conversation around the topic and subject of friends. And it's just funny how, or I don't want to say funny, but interesting how that title, Friends, changes over the course of a lifetime. And we start out just so innocent, you know what I mean? Like carefree, without bias, honest, truthful, upfront as children, because children are very honest. And I don't know if you remember being a kid, but like when you're a kid and someone doesn't want to be your friend anymore, it's like the end of the world and the worst possible thing that could ever happen. And somewhere along the way, we lose that value, or we tend to or can lose that value of true friendship. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad. But as people become more of themselves, as they grow more aware and grow wiser or get more experience, whatever the case may be, I think you just outgrow people. You outgrow certain types of people. And so friendship changes. On a very personal level, I try not to use the word friend, because people use the word friend too loosely, too lightly. People who are actually acquaintances, associates, or whatever the case may be, think they're friends. And yes, and just people don't hold friendship to a high level anymore. And things aren't as they, I can't say like anymore as in this generation or this time period, but in adulthood, period. Like, I don't care which generation you're from. And it depends on how you view it. And so I'm not really interested in friendships that have no meaning, no value. I call them shop and go friends. I don't need shop and go friends. A shop and go friend is a friend you literally go shopping with and go out with. That's it. No substance, no depth, nothing to really build upon. So I don't really need shop and go friends in my life. I need substance. I need true friendship of value, that we feed off of each other. We elevate each other. And it's a give, take, not a take or give, give type situation. And I'm big on reciprocity. So I want to give back what you've given me, whatever that may be. And so over the course of time and throughout the years, I've learned myself through different friendships and experiences how I can be a better friend. I learned things to look for in other people, signs, good, bad, just a plethora of things that have allowed me to become a better friend. And also being self-aware, learning yourself, knowing yourself can help you become a better friend, because you know what you can tolerate, deal with, your likes and dislikes. And if you come across a person that has a lot of these things or doesn't or whatever the case may be, you know how to better handle the situation. You know how to say, okay, you know what? I see where this is going and I can dial it back a little bit. Or I can see where I can be there more for this person. Whatever, but friendships are definitely important in life. I don't believe that I don't need friends. I don't have a no new friends policy, but it's important that my friends understand me, who I am, how I am, and some of the things that I do. In the past, I've had friendships that have been misunderstood, or I've been misunderstood in the friendships. So it made it hard to be in that friendship. Or I've been in friendships with people who are not understanding, people who are selfish. So those things don't really mesh well with me because of my tendencies and things that I tend to do. And one thing that I've learned is you have to allow your friends to live life because life happens. I don't do very well with needy friends, like have to be there all the time, every second, every minute, every hour of the day. I don't do well with that because I'm a busy person and my schedule does not allow me to be there at every single second of the day. Now, I try to make myself available and open to be there when it's needed, when it's necessary, and in a moderate amount, so to speak. I don't know if any of this makes sense. It makes perfect sense in my head, and it's just literally coming out of my head into the microphone. So I hope it makes sense, but that's just how I see it. And I really and truly appreciate those friends that have stuck by me through the process of transitioning and growing up and becoming more of myself and embracing myself. Because the people you have around you are key, are very important. And I have people around me that have been around me for a long time. Some family, some people I met along the way. But I just value those people and I try to do a better job of letting them know that. Because I want them to know that. And so, friends, it's just funny, like I said, how it changes over the course of life. And it's having different friendships has helped me to become not so hypersensitive and not to take everything so personal. And dealing with different people has really just given me a different perspective on life. Seeing different backgrounds, how different people, you know, were brought up, different ideas. And it is just so much to it that you can learn from it. But I truly do not have one single friendship to date that I can think of that I'm like, I regret that friendship. Not one. I don't regret any one single friendship that I can think of at this moment. I'm thinking. And I don't regret friendships. I try not to live my life in regret, period. But I don't regret friendships because there was a lesson learned. There were things taken away from it. And in most of my friendship, I would say every friendship, good memories were made. And I love good memories, regardless of how things ended or where we stand today. Good memories are amazing to me. It's nothing like it. And especially, I mean, you can't repeat the past. You can't redo it or undo it. And that's why I try to create as many good memories as possible. Like, that's a goal for me, to have more good memories than bad memories. At the end of the day, that's what we have. And I love taking pictures of good memories too. So I take a lot of pictures. So I have a lot of good points of reference in regards to friendships. And I just gained a lot and became a better person. I have some friends, I've had friends for over 20 years. And some friends we don't talk every day. we might not even talk once a month, but it's like when we get back together, it's like we never skipped a beat. Nothing changed, nothing's different. We catch up, we cut up, we have a good time, we make more good memories, and then we continue to live our lives. You know, we touch bases here or there. And social media to me is a great thing, regardless of how people may misuse it at times, but it's truly a great thing, and it allows me to see into the life of those that want to be seen and allow me to see, you know, what they have going on, what's happening in their life, their achievements. And I love it. I love this stuff. I have so many people on Facebook and Instagram and all these places that are doing great things, that are living life. And it's like, you know, when you were in school, high school, middle school, elementary school, whatever, you had this idea of being an adult. You had these things you wanted to do and wanted to accomplish. And some of us have changed courses. Some of us have accomplished some of those things. Some unexpected things have happened. But to me, it's amazing to see how people adapt and overcome, how people adjust to the unexpected changes, how people create new goals and reach those goals, how people are dreaming big and reaching those dreams and making those dreams a reality. Because at once upon a time, it's like when you were a kid, or when I was a kid, I think about things that I wanted to accomplish. And some of those things were so small and minute, and you realize they're very obtainable. And other things you think, oh man, that's out of this world, but yet you can still do it. So I just love the whole process. I love learning. I'm just a learner. And so I love learning new things about myself, about other people, and friendships absolutely help you with those things. I love experiencing new things. I love going new places. And I've done that with people that I consider close to me. And it's a joyous thing. And I just want to get back to a place where I enjoy friendships. Friendships should not be taxing. You know, you shouldn't feel overwhelmed, or you shouldn't feel so much negativity that, oh my gosh. But I will say, I'm the type of person, I've become an introverted extrovert, because I would rather be home to myself doing my own thing than to go out and entertain people. No matter if it's in a crowd, in a group, one single person, that's just how my life has panned out, and that's where I'm at in life now. So I've become more introverted in a way. It's like when I'm out and around people, I'm extroverted, but I prefer to do more introverted things, which is strange. It's very strange to me, because I was never that way or that person. And I feel a certain way towards adult humans at times. It's very interesting, to say the least. But sometimes I would just rather be to myself, by myself, to my own thoughts, doing my own thing, enjoying things that I like to do all by my lonesome. So yeah, it's just very interesting how those things change throughout life. But I want to bring that value of friendship back like it never left. And just, you know, have those types of relationships. And it really depends on the people you attract and invite into your life. And so I try to attract and invite people that can laugh with me and cut up with me, because my humor, I'm a clown. I'm a big clown, and I love to laugh. I live for an inside joke. And just different things like that. I just like a good time. I love good food, and I love good people. So I have that for the most part, and I try not to let the negativity or the friendships that didn't work out, I try not to let it overshadow my goals in a new friendship or in other friendships. And in the past, I can't say I've always done that. I just used to take things so personally, and things weighed on me so much that I was like, you know what? I had a no new friends policy, no new friends. But that's not being myself. And you can't let life, situation, circumstances change who you are. You just continue to be yourself, and eventually someone will pick up what you're putting down. You know, you're not for everyone, and everyone's not for you, But you definitely want to find those people that are for you, because they help add value to your life, enjoyment to your life. I know for me personally, yes, 100%. I love to make other people laugh and smile. I love to give other people a good time. I love to be a part of other people's good memories. And so those things are important to me in a friendship. And that's what I look for. But that one single conversation brought out all of this, because it's like, as a kid, you just, man, don't let such and such say they're not your friend no more, or they don't want to be your friend no more, and they just stop talking to you. It's like the end of the world. And kids are just so honest and pure. And life just has a way, man, of changing that. But I'm a big kid. I really, really am. I'm a big kid. So I stick close to some of those kid values and kid mindsets, because it keeps me going. It keeps me energized. And I work with children also. So to a certain degree, I have to be a big kid. You know, I don't want to get so far removed that I can't relate and understand the people that I'm directly impacting. So I stay close to those roots. And I'm always telling a story or something relating to them. So it's easier for me to stay a big kid and keep those things in the forefront and value the things that really matter. Hold on to the things that are truly important, because life is life, and it can come at you quick. It can come at you hard. And having good people around helps a lot. In episode 2, I talk about being self-made, and I don't believe that myself personally is, I'm not self-made, because I've had people around me, mentors, friends, family, coaches, teachers, leaders, just all types of people around me that have fed into me, that have helped me grow and helped me build up to the place where I'm at now. So that's another reason why I value friendship, because I think it should be a thing where we build and grow towards a better future. And that's how you foster and create community, through friendship, through just treating people, even if you don't become long-term friends with someone, just creating a network and those connections that you have as a reference point. And everyone who's your friend isn't necessarily friendly. Some people are not, by personality, friendly people. That doesn't mean they're not good people. That doesn't mean they're not a good friend. Some people just do not come off as friendly. But regardless, you know, I try to interact, engage, and encounter different people on different levels from different backgrounds. I try to be diverse and open-minded in quote-unquote friends and friendships. So just really taking all things into consideration and knowing who I am, what I am, what I stand for, what I want, what I need, what I like, what I dislike, understanding everything about myself to be a better friend, to be a better person for other people. And I learned a lot about myself through these friendships, situations, encounters. And I like to learn about myself and others. So strengthening friendships, valuing friendships, and having goals. I have goals for friendships. Like, I have goals for everything, really. And I write them down. And my goal is to be the best version of myself for myself and others, simply put. Because, yes, you know, I live my life for myself, but other people deal with me. Other people have to deal with me and put up with whatever shenanigans I have going on. And I have some shenanigans now. But not drama. The shenanigans and drama, two different things. Let's be clear. And my friends really put up with my shenanigans and support things that I have going on. Which support means a lot to me. Even in the smallest way. I always say, support is love and love is support. So even with my podcast, My friends have been very, very supportive and encouraged me, even when I get down about it, because I get down. They pick me up, they lift me up, they keep me going. And I provide the same things to them, the same support and love that they give me. And just encouraging each other to be our best and to push towards our goals, it just means a lot. It means a lot, especially when you're going through life and things happen at work, with family, with other people, or things just happening. It's good to have that pick-me-up, that pep talk, or that shoulder to cry on, or that ear to listen, or that person that's just going to tell you about yourself. Those things are so important to me, and I really, really, truly, honestly value those things. So this episode is dedicated to every friend that I've ever had from day one. Any friend that I've had, no matter if we're still friends or not, if we ended on good terms, bad terms, the good, the bad, the ugly, it doesn't matter. I dedicate this episode to those people, each and every one of you, because in one way or another, it taught me something. It made me better. It made me a better friend for the friends that I do have today. And I'm sure if we were friends, we could create good memories. So no matter if I haven't talked to you in decades, years, no matter what the case may be, this episode is dedicated to you. And a big thank you, shout out to you, my friends. I appreciate it. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. All of it. Because as you get older, you live more life, you learn, you grow. I see things differently now than I did before. So I just greatly appreciate friendships, the ones that I've had, the ones that I have, and the ones that I will have in the future. So this episode is dedicated to friends. That is my time, party people. So before I get out of here, remember to follow us on social media, on Instagram at darkcloud.podcast, on Twitter at _DC Podcast, on Snapchat at DC Podcast, and on Facebook at Dark Cloud Podcast. Follow us, engage, interact, talk to me. What are your thoughts on friends? And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, any serious inquiries, please email at darkcloudradiopodcast. That is all, folks. So until next time, in the meantime, in between time, peace and blessings.